All right, everyone. Welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion through a stoic lens. Now, before you roll your eyes and think stoicism sounds all serious and stuffy, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about developing a kind of inner strength that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, even when things get rough. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, push ourselves further, never show weakness. But what happens when we hit that wall? When the pressure cooker explodes and we feel overwhelmed? That's where self-compassion comes in. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Dylan. Self-compassion sounds great, but how do I actually cultivate it? It's easier than you think. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with yourself. First up, acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes we just feel completely out of control. The Stoics believed in accepting these imperfections as part of the human experience. It's not about ignoring them or pretending they don't exist, it's about recognizing them without judgment. Ever felt like you're drowning in self-criticism? Just remember, everyone makes mistakes. The key is to learn from them and move on. Next, focus on what you can control. This one is a biggie. Life throws curveballs all the time, things happen beyond our control. But we have a choice. Dwell on those things or focus our energy on what we can influence, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Remember that quote from Marcus Aurelius. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. Now, practice gratitude. Easier said than done, right? But seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning or the laughter of loved ones. When you focus on what you have, it's easier to let go of what you lack. Cultivate self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. These things all contribute to a sense of well-being. Finally, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, you're doing your best, and that's enough. Ever had a day where you just felt like giving up? You know, those days where everything seems to go wrong and you just want to crawl under the covers. Imagine talking to your best friend on one of those days. What would you say? Hey, it's okay, things are tough right now, but you're strong and capable. Take a deep breath, remember that this too shall pass, and let's figure this out together. That's the kind of kindness we need to extend to ourselves. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and you make a presentation, but it doesn't go as well as you hoped. You feel your heart racing, you start doubting yourself, and those negative thoughts creep in. I'm not good enough, what a disaster. Now, here's where that stoic mindset kicks in. Instead of getting lost in a negativity, take a deep breath and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's okay to feel disappointed, but don't let it define you. Focus on what you learned from the experience, how you can improve next time, and celebrate the courage it took to put yourself out there. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your humanity, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, cultivate self-care, and be kind to yourself. These simple practices can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. By embracing self-compassion through a stoic lens, you'll not only navigate life's challenges with more resilience, but you'll also unlock a deeper sense of peace and contentment. Remember, you're capable of amazing things, and you deserve to treat yourself with the same kindness and respect that you would offer to someone you love. Now, go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.